Welcome back to First Horizon Park, downtown Nashville. Jeff M. back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi in tonight, Game 3, Sounds against Omaha. And we're joined by a familiar face, Andrew Monasterio, who's down from the Brewers right now. And the first time, Andrew, we're seeing you since a memorable year last year when you made your Major League debut. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, two games down here in the lineup both times. You're playing like a guy who's happy at least to be playing every day, which is what you're doing down here.
Oh, yeah, like, as a pro baseball player, so you want to play, like, maybe not every day, but, like, most of the week you have to play. So I'm happy, you know, it's part of the business. So, like, I'm not mad about it. I just, like, we positive vibes in the clubhouse, in the game with the guys. So I'm just trying to do my job, you know, that's all about.
As a guy who used to watch guys going up and down, what's it like now to be going through it yourself? Where I would imagine you're trying to keep a lot of the things the same as much as you can, regardless of what level you're at.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's different. Depends what type of player you are. So like, they tell me like, they're gonna send me here. So like, I just embrace with all positive things. So like, That's good because like maybe I'm gonna get more time to play in AAA, and then I can come back later in the year. Maybe not that later, but maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So they tell me like just come back ready to play. And that's what I'm trying to do. Like, be ready. So maybe get stronger, get faster, do what I have to do here, and then come back stronger there.
We see you jump in. You get some hits that first night. Steal a couple of bases. How's it felt so far?
Very nice. So very nice. I think, like, how I tell you, I'm trying to embrace with the positive things, trying to get better when I got the chance up there, do my best.
Last year, you're off to a good start with the Sounds. It's the end of May, and you find out on May the 27th that you're going to the big leagues. Your first thoughts were what?
So I get complete blind at that moment, and then after that, I think, like, okay, I'm going to be a big leaguer. At the moment I step on the big league field, I'm going to be a big leaguer. I'm going to make my debut. The first game wasn't very good. I get strikeout. But the next games, you know, I start, like, swinging very good and, like, give me the chance to stay there for the rest of the season and playing in the playoff. You, like, you start in AAA and then playing the playoff. That's God the blessing.
Yeah. I have to think one of the best parts of the call-up is getting to then share that news with the people who are closest to you. Who were some of your first calls?
My mom, and my sister. So my parents are separated right now. I have to call my mom first, and the next day I call my dad. So my mom started crying. So they were very happy in the phone call. It was in front of Rick's suite.
You get up there, and as you're trying to feel comfortable and find your way, you're looking around, you're seeing Sal Frelick, you're seeing Bryce Terang, you're seeing Joey Weimer. What you guys did last year as a group of rookies to help that team win a division and get to the postseason, what was that like as you all were going through the big leagues for the first time?
What's kind of special? Mostly Frelick and Weimer, I played with them in 22 in Biloxi. Mm-hmm. So those guys are special. So I remember that year was, like, for me, was a blessing play with them because I got Freddie, Weimer, and Mitchell. We are the top four in the lineup in Biloxi. And then the next year, all four in the big leagues, you know. So that's like, wow. So you're in a year, in a period like 365 days, your life can change, you know. So if you work hard, if you get a purpose every day, every time you step in the field, you're gonna get success.
Guys talk about going up and you want to respect your opponent, but you don't want to be in awe of the pitcher that you maybe have seen on TV before and now all of a sudden you're facing it. Describe that mentality, like as a player, you almost want to tell yourself that they're not that good so that you can execute.
Yeah, what are you trying to think at the moment I step in the field or like step in the batter box? Like, I'm gonna hate this guy, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm the best right now. I don't wanna say to anybody, but through me,
you have to believe it.
So you have to believe it because if like you thinking as a fan or like, oh, this is like, you know, this type of pitcher, you're not gonna have success in the big league because in the big league is all the best player in the world. So if you, example, like if you face the Felix and you face one day Zach Wheeler, and they okay, this is Zach Wheeler, he's nasty, and you throw out four at bats, the next day you're gonna face Aaron Nola. What you gonna do? You're gonna be 0 for 8. So it's not that type of mentality you have to need in the big league. You have to be like the best of the best in the big league. So you have to be lucky, you have to be the best in defense, running bases, hitting, everything.
Yeah. Nobody ever wants to get sent down, but it's still good to see you, and good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Andrew Monasterio, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.